Time now for another Future Sox podcast. I am your host, Clinton Cole, and joining me on Skype this Monday morning is catcher Zach Collins. Zach, off day today. The game got rained out last night in Gwinnett, but Zach, thanks for taking your time, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. Yeah, so you got a little off day today. You had a day off yesterday as well from the cancellation, and you know, just enjoying your time off.
Yeah, everything's been good since I've been back down, obviously feeling a lot better at the plate and stuff like that, and just hanging out today, kind of recovering and getting ready to get back at it tomorrow.
So let's talk about your stint with the White Sox first, and then we'll go back to, I mean, your hitting has improved, obviously, as you've come back down. But let's start with, you know, your time with the Sox here. You got called up, I believe, June 19th, and you caught four games, and you are part of the Cubs Sox series. I mean, I'm sure that was cool for you. So starting with your catching those four games, how do you think you felt when you caught those four games?
You know, the first one, obviously, I had some jitters. Getting those first couple innings out of the way was kind of big for me, and then relaxing and just doing my thing back there. But after that, I felt pretty good, and got to start a game behind the plate at Fenway, which is pretty cool for me. And I mean, obviously being in the Cubs Sox series, I got a plate appearance there. I walked against Cishek, which is also another big thing. I grew up watching him play for the Marlins and stuff, so it was pretty cool.
So you're back down in Charlotte. Actually, let's go back to your time with the Sox, or when you're called up. What's one of the biggest things you took away from being up there? I know you obviously didn't get a ton of playing time, a ton of at-bats and everything like that, but you said you learned a lot from just watching and stuff. So what were some of the biggest takeaways, I guess, that you had while you're up there?
A couple of the big things for me were just kind of getting those jitters out of the way. That was one. And then learning as much as I can from McCann. I kind of shadowed him and saw how he does the scouting reports, and I pretty much just copied the same exact way he does that. And learn how he looks at hitters and everything like that and prepares for the game. And then I did a lot of work at first base. I was taking ground balls every day with Joe, or the bench coach, and I got a lot better over there. We were working on my feet and my hands and stuff like that. So I feel a lot more comfortable there. I feel a lot more comfortable behind the plate, and overall I feel good with where I'm at.
So what do you think about playing first base? I know that when I came down to see you guys, when you were playing in Indy in April, you started first base that game. So, I mean, it's not something that you just now started, you know, last month or so. You've been working on it for a little while. So how do you feel about first base?
I feel a lot better now. I did play a couple games there in the beginning of the season, but I was pretty much focused on catching.
Right.
And then, I mean, now I feel – a lot more comfortable. I feel like I've had enough experience there to where I can play there in a big league game and not feel like crazy, you know, like, oh my God, what's going to happen. But, I mean, I feel good over there. I've been working a lot there with Grubbs here since I've been back, and everything's good.
All right. So you're back down in Charlotte now. Your hitting has, you know, you've done, looks like you're hitting .417 over the last 10 games. With a home run, you know, you've driven in 14 and some of those numbers like that. So I guess, what have you done? I mean, what's the secret, I guess, for your recent success down there? I mean, have you changed your swing at all? What's going on?
Yeah, I've made some adjustments hitting. Came back down and started working with Menachino, and we've made some adjustments in my stance and then how I hold the bat. And it's kind of transferred into – it's helped out my hitch a lot. It's not nearly as violent anymore. And then I'm a little bit lower in my stance, a lot more in my legs. I'm seeing the ball a lot better, and hitting a lot more low line drives and driving the ball to all the fields. I've hit a couple doubles to left, hit a couple doubles to right. So I feel pretty good right now.
So is this something that you feel is, you know, you've played baseball your whole life. So, I mean, is this something you feel like it's new, but it's something that you're going to maintain, even though it is new, I mean, for the rest of your career now? Or is this what's your thought on this?
Yeah, I mean, swing changes happen throughout careers and stuff like that. I think 10 years from now, I'm going to have a totally different swing than what I have now. But you never know. I guess this could kind of change my career and work out for the better, and I could just stick to this for the rest of my career. It might work, but yeah, I feel really good right now. I'm looking to definitely continue working on this and getting more comfortable every day at this, and hopefully continue putting up numbers.
So you mentioned Mendocino. So I guess for some of our listeners, tell them who that is.
He's a hitting coach in AAA. He came over from the Marlins last year, and he's been great with us so far. I mean, he gets after it every day, and he kind of makes things game-like in the cage, which I think helps guys a lot.
All right, so you're down in Charlotte, and a couple other guys are down there too. You know, Tim Anderson was down there for a couple days, but you know, most notably, obviously, you know, Madrigal and Robert. So you guys, the plan is obviously to have all of you guys up here, you know, sooner rather than later. So what's it like? I mean, being able to play with them every. I know you played with Robert, you know, before, but with Madrigal as well. But all of you being there in Charlotte now, what's it like, kind of getting together, you know, same routine, and then hopefully coming up together.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. This is kind of the first time that I've been able to play with a lot of the top prospects before or since, I guess, last year when I was with Eloy and Cease at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I guess just seeing these guys come up and we're doing it together and then hopefully have some success in the big leagues. I shouldn't say hopefully. We're definitely going to have some success in the big leagues. I mean, Robert's a special player. Madrigal is a great player. And then I look forward to continuing to get better and hopefully be up there with these guys and get a ring.
So a few lighter questions, I guess. In your catching, I mean, you caught quite a few different prospects over the time, and in college you've caught a bunch of people too. So who are some of the best pitchers you've caught, I guess, in your time?
Who are the best ones I faced?
Caught. So same teammates, yeah. So.
Oh, since college, you said. Sorry,
yeah,
I kind of broke up there. Catching Kopech obviously was big for me. He was obviously electric stuff, and then Cease too. But in college, I caught Brian Garcia. He was our closer in college, and he's probably going to be in the big leagues here soon. He's a reliever for the Tigers, and he started off his minor league career pretty good. And I've caught a lot of great pitchers, man. It's tough to say, but I would say Cease and Kopech are probably the two most electric.
So when you talk about those two guys, I mean, they've got a lot of, you know, some of their stuff is similar, some of their stuff is different. So what do you think sets those two guys apart? I mean, obviously you can't teach throwing 9,900 miles an hour, but, you know, what are some of the things that set those guys apart that are going to make them special?
Just a couple things that, I know Kopech, both of them were working on their changeup a lot. Changeup's a big pitch in the big leagues. And, they can go out there any day and just dominate. Their fastball is obviously electric. It's no matter where you put it in the zone, it's tough to hit 99 or 100. And, obviously Cease has been doing, he's been doing well up there. I saw his last start, he should have gave up a little bit less runs than he did, but he's been doing well, and Kopech's recovering pretty good, so everything's good.
All right, so now as a hitter, I guess this is a more broad question, but who are some of the best pitchers you faced?
Oh, best pitchers I've ever faced since college. Oh, man, that's tough for me.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, I faced a bunch, but probably some of the big leaguers. I faced AJ Minter the other day. He was the closer for the Braves last year, reliever. I would say the relievers are the ones probably with the most electric stuff. But in spring training, we faced a lot of big leaguers, which is some of them are pretty good, obviously. And I faced Blake Treinen when I was in the big leagues. He was pretty nasty. But I did get a hit off him, so, you know, everything's good.
A couple more questions before I let you go. I know a lot of fans are, you know, I got to see him down in Winston last year, but a lot of fans are, they like what they see out of Yermin Mercedes and what he brings, and he's a fun guy. So what being a teammate of his, what can you say to the fans about Yermin?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely he's a good guy in the clubhouse, and obviously he can definitely hit. He's gotten a lot better in the past couple of years. I've seen him. I played against him in high A. And he was kind of at first base because his catching wasn't so there, but he's doing a lot better behind the plate now. And obviously he's a fun guy to have in the clubhouse, and he plays with a lot of emotion, which is pretty cool.
I know your goal is obviously to get back and play whatever position the White Sox want you to play. But you know, and a lot has been made about your catching and whatever. Would you have a position and all that stuff? Whatever, doesn't really matter. But for you, are you where you want to be right now defensively as a catcher? I mean, obviously everyone can still improve and everything like that. But where do you feel like you are right now defensively as a catcher?
Behind the plate, I feel the best I've ever felt. I went up there and I thought I did a great job behind the plate. Mm-hmm. I've gotten nothing but compliments from up there, from both umpires and the coaches. So I'm going to keep working and keep trying to get as good as I can. But right now, I feel I'm right where I need to be.
Zach Collins, thank you so much for your time today, man.
All right, thanks, Clint.
All right, that's Zach Collins, down at Charlotte with the Knights, and hope to see him back with the White Sox soon. That's another Future Sox podcast.